Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up 10 o'clock, Studio 435, Penthouse Suites in studio. Oh, man, we go rock out Michigan Avenue. I'm excited. They are setting up as we speak. That's coming up. Studio 435 tonight on the download. Well, coming up this Thursday night, Comedy Central's debuting a new program called The President's Show. It stars Anthony Adamanic as Donald Trump, and he's hosting a late-night talk show. Done. Perfect. Pitch accepted. Order a new season now. In the show, Trump has a sidekick, and of course, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Pence will be played by a Chicago favorite, former Second City and I.O. performer Peter Gross. Gross is well-known to Chicagoans for his work on television shows like Veep and Late Night with Seth Meyers. Before that, The Colbert Report. And for his long-running commercial gig as one half of the Sonic Guys, Peter Gross currently lives in New York City where the show is in production, and he joins us now. Pete, good to talk to you. How you been, man?
Good, very good. It's good to talk to you.
All right, so let's talk about this show. It imagines a world as if our president, Donald Trump, was the host of a late-night talk show.
That's right. And the impetus for the show is that Trump is kind of bored and a little upset and maybe a little annoyed with how hard it is to be president. And he decides that he wants to have his version of the fireside chat. And, of course, because it's Trump and because it's 2017, that's no longer a quaint radio show. It's now a late night sort of freewheeling talk show. And since, you know, Trump's last show that he watched that wasn't The Apprentice was probably Late Night with Johnny Carson in 1985. It kind of feels like an throwback to Carson. So he's got Pence there as his sidekick on the couch next to him. And he's going to have like segments and guests and do bits and sketches and stuff. That's generally
let me ask you, I mean, for this show, I mean, the idea of putting this premise together, and it's great, and the concept of imagining the president doing a late night talk show, how much of it is actually a late night talk show? I mean, when you talk about monologues and prepping for guests and being as someone who you're going to play Vice President Mike Pence, is the show entirely scripted, or is it going to be like a talk show feel, like a real talk show just hosted by a fake guy?
I think it'll kind of be half and half. We've sort of been drawing from different genres of comedy. I think the most basic elements of it, it'll probably be familiar to people who watch The Colbert Report, is it's somebody in character hosting a late-night show. But this is slightly different because it's a real character as opposed to Stephen, who is sort of mocking this, this archetype of a certain type of person. But I think both because Anthony and I are both improvisational performers with that very heavy in our backgrounds. He sort of came up through the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York, and I was in Chicago and everything, Second City and I.O. And because Trump is kind of an improvisational guy, he, you know, thinks things through to a certain degree or has people around him who think things through, but he really wings it and likes to fly by the seat of his pants, I think. We'll set things up just enough for it to appear like a show that people will like, but we'll both kind of mess around a little bit. We'll have an interview in the third segment of the show, which will be with a real guest. We have, you know, politicians, hopefully, on the docket. We've got thinkers and columnists and pundits and other people lined up to be guests. And so those will be very freewheeling. So it'll be like Colbert meets Carson. That's kind of our easiest way to describe it. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I've known you for a long time, and here in Chicago at Second City, when you had off nights, it was almost like you had, you know, more when you had no time, but you took the time to be back on stage. You did a show that was called Talk Show that you wanted to do a show that was more talk show. You worked with on the Colbert Report as well. I mean, talk about your connection to, and not to mention Seth Meyers. I mean, your connection to doing a talk show and your love of that, being both a fan of it and then also being someone who, you know, worked on them.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan. I mean, I was fortunately, I'm old enough, or unfortunately, to remember the Letterman explosion and how different and how sort of groundbreaking that was. And I obviously remember Johnny hosting his show, you know. But I think by the time I sort of came of age comedically and understood what was going on, Carson's sort of on the wane, but I loved Letterman. I loved Conan. I felt really honored to be working on Colbert because I thought that that was such a new thing for a talk show and a late night show. So my experience is, it wasn't my idea for this show. This is Anthony's idea, fall pretty wholly. He and a guy named Adam Pally, who's an executive producer on the show, they sort of came up with this idea after the election. Anthony had been doing this really successful imitation of Trump in the show called Trump versus Bernie. And he was looking for something to do after Trump surprisingly won. And it just kind of settled. His first thought was, well, maybe we'll do the show, the Trump TV show that, mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about he wanted to do after he was going to lose. And then when he didn't lose, Anthony thought, well, I'll do that. I'll be the guy right. who does Trump TV. And, with people in comedy, we're in New York, late night, it's such a trope. And we thought it'd be really fun to subvert a lot of the things that people know about late night. And like we said, Trump is obviously he's a funny character to make fun of, but he's also somebody who would naturally riff and take things in strange directions. So I think for me, it's like a sort of a cool progression. Colbert was pretty experimental. Seth's style is like, I feel like Seth is like the best fastball pitcher in the late night game. Like, doesn't throw a ton of curves, but he has amazing fastballs, and he's just so smart and so on target. And now with this show with Trump, I feel like I'm going to get a chance to kind of be really goofy and really change things up. So hopefully it'll be exciting. Hopefully people will enjoy it.
Well, it's Thursday night, Comedy Central's The President Show. On the line, Peter Gross. He's playing Vice President Mike Pence. Yes. What do you know about Mike Pence? I mean, as a comedian, I mean, you've played a lot of impressions in your time, but I mean, you're an improviser. You're probably more of a on the spot kind of comedian. What did you have to do to get ready to play someone that is so recognizable to the country?
Well, in an ideal world, I would take about an inch off of my big nose and place it firmly in the Pence, like, nice sort of Midwestern nose area, and take it out of my New York nose. We all know what that's code is for. I have a very nice, really talented makeup and special effects kind of team. Anthony has the same. And they give us bald caps to wear, and then they fashion these custom wigs for us.
Yeah.
So my look is definitely Pence as far as the, sort of shock of white hair goes. Actually, Pence is pretty broad. He's kind of like, I always describe him as like in the 50s, he would have been a linebacker in college or the NFL, you could be like 210 and be a linebacker. So he's kind of broad-shouldered and sort of broad torso. So I actually wear like it almost feels like a bulletproof vest. It's like a fabric that they strap onto me underneath my suit. Kind of broadens me up a little bit. And then I just keep a really stiff back. And Pence squints a little bit, and he purses his lips. And he's just a very, very buttoned-up guy. And he's a perfect kind of whipping boy for Trump, I think, both on our show and in real life, where Trump is a Philistine and Pence is a devout, born again. And he's a little Ned Flanders-y. It's a little Homer Simpson and Ned Flanders type relationship.
Right.
Where Pence will just always turn the other cheek. And so I just will never show up my boss. I will never try to one-up my boss. I will always be there for him. And Pence is a spice. Trump is the main flavor, and Pence is a little bit of a spice. So it's kind of, I just pick my moments and try to chime in when I can. And it's kind of fun. It's like a different challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm also sort of the head writer, showrunner, one of the executive producers that I'm splitting with a guy named Jason Ross. So Jason is like watching the show with that eye, and I'm in it with that eye. So I kind of am like wearing two hats at the same time.
Is that hard for you? I mean, to sort of be a showrunner and at the same time be the talent?
Yeah, it's new. I mean, it's definitely the most responsibility I've had as far as writing goes or producing goes, which is why when we had sold the show, we thought, because it was originally just myself, Adam, Pally, and Anthony Atamanik, and we thought, well, there's no way we're going to be able to do this because Adam has this whole other career. He's not quite involved in the day-to-day, and we knew we had to find someone. Jason's really great. He works for The Daily Show for I think like 10 years. So he kind of is really taking the reins of watching the show while we're doing it. We're both sort of organizing the writing and the creation of it, but I sort of let go of that outside eye, producer eye, once the show kind of gets up and running. We've had a few test shows in the studio before our premiere this Thursday, and I've had to get used to kind of like really over-preparing at the beginning, and then as soon as the show starts, kind of stepping back and really getting into more of the performer mode, because I can't be, you know, it's hard to be of two brains while you're in the middle of it. It's like a player manager. I don't know how people ever do that kind of thing.
You are you're a Pete Rose of your generation.
I am the Pete Rose, and I am betting on us to win.
You know what?
Take me out of comedy. I'll never get in the Hall of Fame.
Until later. Until you're older, and then they'll let you back.
Yeah, exactly. Once this commissioner changes, I'll get it.
Well, as you mentioned, Anthony, you know, he plays Donald Trump, and there's so many, you know, I think about the Alec Baldwin impersonations, and Jimmy Fallon does one. And they do that sort of in a late night fare where it's one sketch and they're out, and they're kind of like, hey, look at this. I mean, what do you guys have to do to maintain interest in 30 minutes, like to make sure that the audience is digging in? As showrunners, what, I mean, you've probably talked about this. What is the philosophy to make sure that it's not just sort of a one trick kind of, we're making fun of Trump and we're going to do it? What do you got to do to spice it up?
I think the main thing is, I think you do sort of make fun of him for the things that are silly, and you know, hit the things that are newsworthy, and then you just show, we try to show more sides of him as a character that you'd actually would want to sit and watch for a half an hour. So it's just a variety of things politically that you hit on, and then we try to touch on personal things, maybe some things that we've heard in news stories or we've read about, or we hear, you know, through people who know Washington or have known him over the years. So there's segments that he talks about politics, and then he'll quickly change and talk about, you know, his some personal things that he likes or dislikes. You know, there's so much going on there, both things that we know and then also things that we can imagine and we sort of hope we hit on correctly. And then when we bring a guest on, it's Anthony's really smart and really aware politically, and he has very well read. So when he's interviewing the guest, we let the guest shine for a little bit and delve into an issue that the guest wants to talk about. And then he sort of slides into interviewer mode, but also can make jokes about what the guest is talking about from Trump's perspective and also from his perspective. It's kind of it's an interesting blend. It's, you know, it's an unusual show. We all have developed a shorthand on how to describe it to each other, but I think the audience, you have to kind of tune in to figure out exactly how it all comes together, but I think it's pretty fun.
Well, Thursday night after The Daily Show, Comedy Central debuts a new show called The President Show. Peter Gross is playing Mike Pence, and he, of course, a longtime Chicagoan who performed here at Second City in I.O., also is a regular on Veep as well as other programs. Peter, great to talk to you. Good luck with the show, and we can't wait to check in and talk as it's continuing on.
Yes, I will. I'll come back and we'll discuss. Hopefully there'll be a government to discuss after this Friday also.
Sounds good, yeah.